Module 4, Cultural Differences. Many of us were raised to not listen properly. For me as a kid, my Italian family talked from the start of Sunday dinner right until the last person left, very loudly and excitedly. Interrupting someone mid-sentence was not considered rude. In fact, it almost seemed like a gesture of engagement or a show of interest in what the other was saying. This is the case with a lot of cultures. And with this loud conversation full of interruptions from every involved party, it was awfully hard to listen at all to what was being said. So in this environment, kids might be conditioned not to give their full attention, and that the adults have free passes to be inconsiderate. And many children of any cultural background often begin to tune out unfavorable noises and discussions, particularly yelling. They can often become disengaged with these and other distractions and become completely uninterested in anything that is being talked about. In some cultures, it's considered rude to interrupt somebody when they are talking, but in others, it's not. Now, what about people with thick accents? Now, I have been guilty myself in the past of feeling immediate contempt when calling my insurance company and getting a thick foreign accent on the other end of the phone. Shame on me. Active listening, when dealing with someone with a thick accent, can absolutely be more challenging. Many could argue, how can I listen actively if I can't even understand the person? That is a valid question. However, if we come from a place of impatience and cultural bias to begin with, it's going to be much harder to open our minds to better understanding and better listening. So first off, lose the bias. Hearing an accent should not drive you to act out of anger or impatience. Have the desire to want to be better at listening and understanding. Be compassionate. Set an intention to be a better listener, particularly when you are corresponding with someone whose first language is not English. And why not? We are talking about people who are in our lives in some capacity. Shouldn't we want to be better at communicating with them? When someone we would otherwise have a harder time understanding, we can just ask them outright, can you repeat that? Or can you repeat that just a little slower? Everyone we are in a conversation with should have our undivided attention, but especially those who are more difficult for us to understand because of accents or dialectal shortcomings, such as a lisp or stuttering. Now, don't look at your phone. Don't let your eyes wander. Don't be thinking of what to say next. Keep your intent focus on them. Want to understand them. And listen a little harder. You'll be surprised how this alone will make a world of difference in better understanding those with thick accents and dialectal barriers.